Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Desiree Evans.
Oh, praise the Lord. Just bless the Lord. And just such a joy to have you here. And I have to share with my listeners that this is, in fact, Minister Spencer's third time being interviewed by me. I was so impressed with his ministry of prayer. And it's so inspirational. And I know that he will indeed minister to your needs today, because prayer is truly the foundation, is it not, Minister Spencer?
Yes, ma'am. Prayer is the foundation, and it's an honor to be back on your show once again, just to be able to talk to you and talk to you about the Word of God and, you know, talk to your listeners about the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I like to just get right into the meat of things. So can you just share with the listeners any particular situation that led you to surrender your life to Christ? And when did you first discover that you actually had a gift of writing, which included poetry?
When I was a young child, I always had ministry in me. as a young child, when I was 5 years old, when I had a conversation, when I used to have a conversation with my grandmothers, one of the things I always told them, most people say, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. I said, I want to be a preacher. So it was always
Ooh.
in me. And I was
Amen.
always one of those little kids that always went to church, and I loved going to church. I remember riding my bike from North Memphis to South Memphis, and just to go to church. So,
oh my Lord, that is truly, you were definitely called of God. Yes, He had His hand upon your life.
And then as I got older, one of the things I used to do, I used to just write poetry. I wrote a lot of poetry when I was in school, and I wrote a lot of poetry. Once I came home after school, and I just wrote a lot of poetry, but I didn't really think about writing until later on in life. So I had two calling on my, I had one calling on my life, but the other calling was that what I wanted to pursue was music. So it was almost like I had the music in front of me, and I had the calling of God in front of me as well. And for the longest, I chose the music, and then I guess I could say about 5, 6 years ago, I was praying, and I asked the Lord, I said, God, what is stopping me from getting to that point that I need to be? I know my music is really, really good, and a lot of people say, I should have made it by now. And God told me, He said, that's your idol right there. You spend all your time doing the music, and you're not giving me any time. So I put down the music, and then I just started back writing.
Amen. I am just so glad that you shared that, because all of us, God gives gifts unto men. We all have gifts. But from birth, God has given us specific gifts. Also, it comes to a point where we have to make a decision. We have a path, and in the world they call it when you're going through, my Lord, you have to make a decision, okay? It's like a crossroads. That's what I'm looking for. So you reached a crossroads in life, and you decided to follow Jesus Christ, to go all the way in.
Yes, ma'am. Once I reached the crossroad, and God was like, okay, this was holding you up, and this is what you need to do. So I said, okay, I'm gonna follow you.
So, amen, amen.
Way.
So you felt a release when that happened, because I remember myself being that way too. And ironically, but it's not ironic, because nothing is just by happenstance, but God also had a gift of writing in me, Minister Spencer, and I did not know it. In ninth grade, my teacher said I was a writer, and, you know, I'm like, what? I want to be a fashion model, I want to do this, a designer, you know, a lawyer, but anything but writing, okay? And, you know, God, He has a way of tugging at us and getting our attention. And so that is just a beautiful testimony. And I'd just like to ask you now, how many books have you been inspired to write and share with other believers?
I've been inspired to write a total of, I think I got about 4 books out right now. I got The Power of Prayer, Approaching the Conversation with God. I got 2 children books that's out right now. One of Blessings for Generation, Mothers Teach Me How to Pray. And I got another Blessings for Generation, A Christmas Love Story. And also I have a book out called A Young Black Man. And I have an e-book, 7 Prayers for Your Spiritual Life. And plus, God
I
has,
tell you what. I would like to, through some of those books with you now, because it's very important, and I want the listeners to be able to get as much of this as possible that time would allow. The church in Thessalonica was established by the Apostle Paul while on his second missionary journey. Now, he wanted to encourage the believers there, and so he wrote by divine inspiration the importance of an active prayer life in Thessalonians 5 and 17. And it said to pray without ceasing. What was your inspiration for writing Seven Prayers for Your Spiritual Life, Minister Spencer, and what area of the reader's life does the prayers relate to?
The prayers relate to wisdom, knowledge, understanding, love. And my inspiration was God. God gave me seven prayers.
Amen.
Within the day's time and said, seven prayers that, you know, the readers need to pray, you need to put it out there in e-book format. And that was along the same timeline when I was completing The Power of Prayer, Personal Conversation with God. So he's basically, it was like an introduction. He said, give
the
people
Holy Spirit
seven prayers.
Busy, I tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to say, not to interrupt you, but I just want to say that to the listeners, you know, Minister Spencer surrendered himself completely and totally to God, to be used by God as a vessel meet for the master's use. So when you submit yourself to God and you say, use me, Lord, Minister Spencer, you are a living testimony. He will definitely use you. I just wanted to get that in.
Yeah, he would most definitely use you, because even when I was 17, like I said, I was back at the crossroad at 17. I was preaching my first sermon. I preached my first sermon at 17. It was, if God is for you, who can be against you? But about the
praise
next year,
the Lord.
I came out with my first solo song. So it's an oxymoron, but it's a good thing. I'm glad God called me back.
Age is not about age,
you know?
Because Samuel was a little boy, a tiny little boy, and Moses was an old man. But God, with age does not mean anything with God. God will call you whenever you say, Lord, I'm here, here am I, use me, he will definitely use you. Now, I'd like to also ask you, in James, the fifth chapter of James, the 16th verse, it says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You have written, Minister Spencer, The Power of Prayer, A Personal Conversation with God. Now, how does the believer reach a level of empowerment so they know and that they feel they are in the presence of God and that he hears them? How can they get to that level? Because I know that you have a special call in your life, which is to minister those in need, but for a more powerful prayer life. But for someone who wants to get to a level where they know that God hears them, because people don't realize sometimes, you may not see him in a natural realm, but he is spirit. He's a spirit. So let them know how they can reach that level.
One of the ways, and the most important ways to reach the level, is start communicating with God. Just like you communicate with your parents, or you communicate with your children. If you never
Amen.
Talk to them, you'll never know. So one of the
Amen.
Things you got to do is ask them a lot of questions. So those things that you don't understand, ask them. And if you want to get close to them, you say, Lord, how can I get close to you, Lord? And say, do you really hear me? Show me a sign. So this. Different little things like that. You just, like I said, ask him a lot of questions and always communicate and talk with him. And he'll show you, you know, he'll show it to you. You know,
and,
I was talking,
you know,
to an individual.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You just touched on a very, very important point. And that is many people see God as being way up there in heaven, but the kingdom of God is within us. And so what you're telling them is, and I totally, totally am in agreement with that, because you have to talk to him. He is our Father. Jesus, when he taught them to pray on the Sermon on the Mount, he said the first words out of his mouth, Minister Spencer, was our Father who art in heaven. So he's telling them to talk to me, ask me, just like you're saying. And I love the way you put that. You phrased it so simple. And, you know, Minister Spencer, you know, that's how Jesus talked to everyone, didn't he? Just simple terms.
Yes, simple terms.
And it was so easy. And I believe that today so many miss it, because this is what he did. You don't need big college-educated words, you know. You don't need to get a dictionary. Just speak in simple terms, and he will hear you, because It's the sincereness of your heart. You're speaking from your heart. You know, and I can feel anointing as I'm talking to you now, and to let people know this is real. This is not play. This is not fake. This is real. This is a man who said, "Lord, use me." And God took this young man and did just that. But Minister Spencer, isn't it a sacrifice on your part as well?
Yes, you know, anything you doing, it's a sacrifice, especially when you're doing work for the Lord. It's a big sacrifice, but
yes.
You got to be willing to take, to make the sacrifice, to get anything. So if you're making a sacrifice for the Lord, it's a reward. Either you're getting the reward you're getting the reward when you go into heaven. So it's always a greater reward. So that's what you got to focus on. You got to be focused on the reward of heaven and also the reward he can, give you down here on earth.
And
remember
exactly.
What I said. Yes, ma'am. You remember what I said when I asked him? I didn't use a lot of words. I said, "Lord, what is keeping me from reaching my destiny?" And then after I did that, that's when he showed me. And also I said, "Lord," just like one of my books, Blessed for Generation, I just asked God. I said, "God, let me write something that can touch the hearts of the kid, touch the heart of my daughter. Because she the first book might shoot over her head. But give me something real simple for them." So that's, I was able to create that book just by asking God.
Well, listen, I want to ask you, because in St. John, 14th chapter of St. John, Jesus spoke and said, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." And you've written that book, you just spoke about it, Blessings for Generations, A Christmas Love Story. And what do you want the reader to know and apply to their lives when they read this book? And you touched on it just a moment ago about your daughter.
Well, that particular book, I really want them to know Jesus. And in Blessed for Generations, Mother Teach Me How to Pray, I got on the cover and said, "I love Jesus." So I really want them to build up their relationship at a young age, and I want to be able to, wanted to be able to give her something and all the kids out there something they can hold on to and they can take with them for eternity. Not just something on earth, but something they can take for eternity. A personal relationship with God, it gets no better than that. And so I want to jumpstart them on it.
And you're actually giving them what Jesus said, because what it does in application, Jesus said to raise up a child as you will have them to grow, and when they're older, they won't depart from it. So this is what you're relating in this book, Blessings for Generation. And I would recommend that that parents get this book. Even though it's not Christmas now, but this book is available right now, and we'll get off into that later in the show where your books can be purchased. But I need to ask, before we take a brief break here, in Matthew 7:7, Jesus spoke saying, "Ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." And you just spoke about this also, because that's the Spirit of God. I'm like, my Lord, he knows every question I'm going to answer him, because that's the Holy Spirit that guides, and he speaks to us. It's one and a self-same spirit. I want to ask for our listening audience, how does someone neglecting to seek the Father in prayer, Minister Spencer, daily, for them to seek the Lord daily in prayer, how does that affect other areas of their lives? He's there for them, but they decide, okay, this is more important. I'm going to get up. I'm just going to start my day. But when they do that, what is the result of that? How can it negatively affect their lives?
It negatively affects their life. It's almost in the I'm going to paraphrase or use something like a paraphrase. If they forget to breathe, then eventually in their lives, their life cycle is going to kill them slowly. If they get to inhale and take the right doses or the right amount of earth. So it negatively affects their lives, and over time it gets worse and worse. It affects their marriage life. It affects, you know, their relationship with their kids on the job. It affects their joy, and, you know, it'll make them depressed and a whole lot of things.
That is, with
the power of
universal.
Prayer that you can, yeah, that you can,
I
with
mean,
the power
what,
of prayer that
thing,
you can.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Minister Spencer.
No, you good. You good.
But I just want to say that, you know, I was reading, someone posted that, you know, Satan don't care how much you go to church or, you know, pick up your Bible and read some verses, but he definitely don't want you to pray. He don't want you to pray because he knows when you seek the Lord, you're going to get all of your needs met. And so you're also breaking chains that bind and destroying yokes. Prayer destroy yokes. So this is what he doesn't want people to do. But now on your book, we're going to just take a brief break here because I'll have you recite something, and then I have another question. Hopefully we'll get to that. But I wanted to play this and dedicate this to your ministry. And it is about breaking chains that bind. And it's called Shake Yourself Loose by Vicki Winans.
Amen.
Yeah. Ms. Vicki Winans. And we'd like to welcome you back, Minister Spencer. Okay, we seem to be experiencing some temporary technical difficulties. I'm trying to get Minister Spencer back now. Let's see. Okay. All right. We seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties right now. Until we get him back, we're going to play. My tribute, to God be the glory.